The following episode of Footy Prime the Podcast contains violence, coarse language, talking of shite, full frontal nudity, and adult scenes. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor,
and Adrian,
JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
That show, what was it, years ago, one of our first ones, when Craig was sleeping on the couch?
Yeah.
Which one was that? Which show was that? Remember in the background?
Craig I had the thing on him.
Yeah.
Like, and we did a picture because I was facing this way. And I'm like, this is Craig. Craig sleeping on the couch.
Is he alive or not? Like, what was the reason? I forget the reason. Why
I never woke up.
He didn't sleep that night. So I just said, hey, I'm going to let him sleep. But we podcasted anyways, and he slept through the whole thing.
That was amazing.
I remember seeing something on social media. I'm looking at it going, what's going on? It's me in the back. I'm on the couch.
we're like, is he alive? Is he going to move? He moved.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone can see it. Sharps, just so you know, we are recording.
Oh, are we? Okay.
Yeah.
When did we start recording?
Oh, just as we were talking about Craig sleeping on the couch and us making fun of him.
Mm-hmm. One of the old classic shows.
Yes. That's we all sound pretty good show, too, don't we?
That was a Deitch show as well. I think it was that many years
ago. Oh, yes. And we were still figuring out our setups all the time. And
we still, all that we still are.
You look whiter than us, Wonger.
You do.
Jesus, I know.
You're very washed out.
Yeah, but I need... let me see if I bring this down a little bit.
No, whatever, it's fine.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. Takes off the wrinkles.
Well, maybe I can make it.
He hasn't got any wrinkles. He's one of those freaks. He's like a seal. Hairless and wrinkle-free.
I am quite hairless. I was looking at myself today. Other than my gigantic bush, I'm pretty hairless.
That's nice.
No, and my hairy toes. Whoa. I do have like hobbit feet. You know how they were very skilled? Yeah, they had good balance. Mm-hmm. I have good balance, and I have troll feet or hobbit feet, I would think.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
The more you learn, eh? Jimmy's not going to join us, I don't think. Is he still in transit? He's still on his way
back. Yeah, I would say he's probably still on the bus. Yeah.
Why
on
is
the
it?
Train. Are they on the train?
Train, I should say. Sorry.
I think a bunch of the CPL people are on the train. They got stuck in Ottawa overnight. I'm not sure how you get stuck in Ottawa. You could just jump in a car and rent a car and drive if the flight's canceled.
You could.
It's not Vancouver.
Yeah.
Unless the thing is, though, they probably go, it's leaving at 3. It's leaving at 5. Oh, it's not leaving now. And then you're like, right?
Maybe.
They give you a hotel room.
They're teasing you.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, it is Footy Prime. This is probably going to be Wednesday morning or afternoon when you...
Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
Yep. Noon.
We're waiting for a very special guest, Alfie Jones, the latest addition to Canada's men's national team squad, will be joining us.
Hot off the skillet.
Well, it's interesting too, right? Because he's been playing at Middlesbrough this season and Borough doing really well in the league championship. Their manager, Rob Edwards, has just left for Wolves.
Oh.
Literally yesterday. If it's not official yet, it's very close. When we're recording this, it seems to be done. But I'm going to ask him about that because the team's doing so well. In comes Rob Edwards. And I've got a list, actually, of we're going to put him on the spot. A list of potential managers here, according to...
Oh, I'm sure he's going to be really...
forthcoming on that, yeah.
I know. Who would you prefer out of Gary O'Neill, Tony Mowbray, Brendan Rodgers?
Tony Mowbray, he's had a couple...
What's that?
Tony Mowbray's had a couple spells, I think, at Middlesbrough, isn't he?
Oh.
Yeah, he played there.
My old teammate at Ipswich.
Oh, was he really?
Jeez.
Yeah. Okay. Ah, interesting. Yeah.
So just so everyone knows, I had Craig, we were together last week, and we were together today, we're together yesterday. Actually, we've been together for a lot of this week. I'm going to have him do some rankings for social media, and it'll be the top 5 players I played against, the top 5 players I played with, the top 5 Canadians, top 5 CONCACAF, just as we lead into this World Cup. So we'll make a list. And then he'll talk about them. So I think that'll be very integral and important material and information for people mm-hmm. as they go forward. In
not sure about important, but
no, importance, that's a bit of a stretch. Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting, maybe.
Important for, I would argue, to understand the legacy of Craig Forrest mm-hmm. in Canadian football.
Okay, that's not a bad way of putting it.
Yeah,
that's
because important. Yeah, because the new mayor of New York City is an Arsenal fan, Mamdani, right? And his favorite player was Thierry Henry. And mm-hmm. Craig, I forgot, I said to Craig, did you play against Thierry Henry? And he goes, yeah, played against him. And I'm like sitting there going, mm-hmm. who didn't Craig play against in that all that 90s and early 2000s, right?
Glory
like
the years, best, really.
The biggest players ever that still have brands today almost, right?
How about this, Craig, mm-hmm. Craig for this, when Wonga puts together this compilation, how about top five players you feared?
Mm.
That'd be a good one. And strikers yeah. you feared. Like coming at you one-on-one, Craig, you faced Shearer, you faced Thierry Henry, you faced... I guess you're probably a little
Bergkamp, guys like that. Yeah. Zola. Bergkamp,
Zola. Yeah, pretty good players. Were you Lineker when you first started? Did you
face Lineker had already moved to Japan. Barcelona? He was playing in Japan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But some greats you faced. That'd be really interesting to me. One on one, even one on one with Craig Forrest. Who do you fear the most coming at you in your career? Give that some thought. That would be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, and actual fear-wise, I would be like Justin Fashanu.
Because he'd throw an elbow? Like
Danny physical. Dicchio, those type of guys. Those guys
Duncan like, Ferguson.
Duncan. He left a couple on me. Vinny Jones, he left a couple elbows on me.
Yeah. So okay, players you feared in the box, off set pieces, that's one thing. And corners, yeah. right? And
yeah.
guys,
a 50-50, those, yeah, 50-50, mm-hmm. they'd be like, yeah.
See, Sharms, you go right to the, I go off the pitch. I'm like, who did you have the best pint with? Who are the people that he liked having pints with that were not always on his team that he'd go out? And I don't know how much camaraderie there is because it seems like there's a lot now in professional sports where guys from opposite teams, back then, it seemed like it was a little bit more, you don't really hang out with the opposite team unless they're such good buddies like you grew up together and all that kind of stuff. So
well, it's something we should ask Alfie about too, about this squad. Players that he's probably he knows Liam Miller, who isn't in this squad, right? Yeah,
because of injury, you know, we think, right?
Yeah because of injury. But how accommodating are they? How what's this group like? We keep hearing they're a great group of guys, they're close, right? We keep hearing that. And I have no reason to think they're not. But for the new face coming in, is there a hazing ritual, for example?
Right. Are they unwelcoming just overall?
Yeah, yes. And who is the most unwelcoming?
It goes by salary. It goes by salary. Yeah, it's like, Alfie, this is how much you make. This is where you have to sit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's a hierarchical.
That's right.
Based on finances. In the
exactly.
room
and so you get things swarma.
You're on a throne. Up there somewhere when he's in the squad. Yeah. And then everyone else is kind of below Fonzie.
Yeah.
We should ask him about it, you know, Riverside too, because I played at Harrison Park and that place, if you talk about places top five, very difficult to play. It was on a midweek winter day in Middlesbrough.
Ooh. Harrison Park, was that before the Riverside?
Before the Riverside, yeah.
Wow. Jesus.
Yeah. That's Roker Park, Sunderland, where they used to play. That used the Roker Roar. It used to be insane. Another tough place.
Alfie, a little more comfortable. Alfie grew up just outside Bristol. Mm-hmm. Now he's too young, I think, but I wonder if the legend of Jimmy Brennan on the streets of Bristol. No, I'm not saying about football. On the streets of Bristol.
Yeah, Hooters.
Yeah, who does?
Well, that was Nottingham.
The toilet walls in certain pubs with his name on there, I wonder. Yes. No, well, we could ask.
I didn't know where you were going that with the toilet.
If you want a good time, Jimmy Brennan.
Yeah.
We should, though. I definitely will mention, and if not me, you can, Craig, Mark Burcham, because Mark Burcham, your former teammate, obviously made his debut playing for Canada, having not actually been in Canada. and you were there when he put his first steps in Canada. I don't think Alfie's been in Canada before. I think this is the first time.
Yeah, I wondered that.
We're going to ask him.
Well,
these are all things we're going to ask, right?
And Mark Burcham, I mean, he had the national anthem. We played in Northern Ireland. He had the national anthem down like he was belting it out.
Good for him.
Yeah, and then when he actually scored in Belfast and he's running off, kissing the Canadian badge, he hasn't even been in Canada yet.
That's brilliant.
He's like, oh, thanks, granddad. It was his granddad.
It was his granddad,
born.
Right?
His granddad was born, and I think he moved back. Like, I don't even think they really have, other than being born in Canada, that was about it.
Your family, Craig, Swedish. So could you have played, if these were the same rules, you could have played for Sweden, correct?
Yeah, Norway.
Norway, England, and anybody else?
No, I think that's it. In Canada, obviously, but yeah.
Right. Charms, just Canada and England?
Scotland.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. A grandparent that... None of those teams wanted me.
No, but when you were...
Maybe they didn't know we have your phone number.
That must be what it was.
Yes. Yeah. They were trying to fax you, and it was just... It didn't go through the fax. They ran out
of fax. I'm known as the one that got away, you know, in the halls of St. George's Park.
Wasted talent.
Wasted talent, yeah. If only they'd harnessed it, eh? Yeah. No, you're Scotland, England. And obviously Canada now. Wonga, you got what, 8, 9?
No, there's still only, you only have 4. So it would have been the US. I have 2 American grandmothers. It would have been Canada, obviously, and China. So
really? Even though you were born in Germany?
Yeah, I wonder why. No German birthright. We know all about that. You're not.
If you were good enough, you would be German.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh,
for 100%. Sure. They'd make it happen.
9.
Just ask Mesut Ozil, you know? Yeah, of course. They find a way. You know, but you, I think even though you would still qualify, though, even though you may not have German birthright, you were born in Germany. So I think from FIFA, as far as they're concerned, you could play for them.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know the rules. I know that I know that my cousins are American, and I could easily apply for American citizenship. Whether or not I'd want to, that's different. But while we're talking about American citizenship, did you hear that Gianni Infantino is creating a peace award? A peace award for FIFA to give to Donald John Trump.
Well, we don't know who he's giving it to.
No. Okay, you're right. We don't know. But I have to say, this is brilliant. This guy is so transactional. You just come up. Like, Gianni needs his cities. He doesn't need any interference with what FIFA has going on this summer. That's already set up. We know what Toronto's going on in Toronto. We know what's going on in Vancouver. It's the same thing that's going on to all these other cities in North America, whether Mexico or the U.S. And if he gives this made-up award to DJ Trump, it's all settled. Right?
Should we just quit? We should just quit football, right? In that case,
why? Yeah, why?
Because he's the ultimate sellout. Like, if that's the case,
no.
They've created an award specifically for this individual.
Come on, you have to play some of the game. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that if
he's selling his soul.
Well, he's not selling it. It's been sold ages ago. Well,
let's ask our guests some geopolitical
our guest. Who's our guest? Who's our guest? Who's this Canadian guy?
Alfie, how are you?
Alfie Jones. Thanks for joining us, mate. Really appreciate it. Canada's latest shiny new thing for the squad. Hoping
you
to
are shiny too. You look shiny.
I'm sweating. I'm nervous.
I shouldn't be nervous. We're like teddy bears, mate. No problem. Very easy. You got a legend of football there in the corner there, Craig Forrest, and myself, Wonga, and Sean here. So I wouldn't worry about it too much. No. So listen, Alfie, you've seen the airport, right? You've seen the highway system. You've seen parts of Toronto under snow. Isn't Canada beautiful?
It's amazing, yeah. It's amazing. I'm excited to be here.
Is this your first time here?
Yeah. So
We tried to get out before just before COVID. Obviously, COVID affected the plans to get out here with my family. Unfortunately, as a youngster, we didn't have the financials to get out of here. But my dad said he always wanted to bring me over, especially my mum as well, with my grandmother being the connection. Sort of wanted to go back to where she was from, but unfortunately never got to do that.
So whereabouts was your grandmother from?
In Hillcrest. In Hillcrest. Alberta.
Yeah. Oh, Alberta. Oh, really? Alberta. Okay.
Charms? You got some Alberta.
Yeah. Your wife's Alberta as well.
Yeah.
There's actually quite you don't hear about it very much, but there is a football culture out in Alberta. Yeah. We met some guys last year at the CPL final, actually, from Red Deer.
And, oh, yeah.
They were telling us, I mean, I forget what they told us now. It was quite a weekend. But I think it's pretty interesting, though. Listen, so Alfie, you know Liam Miller, obviously, from your time at Hull. And I believe, actually, he's a guy that kind of linked you with maybe playing for Canada at some point. Do you know anyone else in the squad?
No. So Liam's the only one, yeah. And unfortunately, he's not here. So, so I'm missing him. But, yeah, to be fair, the lads are amazing. They've been so welcoming. I'm grateful for them for that.
Yeah, so the lads have been good with you and made you feel comfortable. And obviously, it's a new thing. And coming into Toronto has obviously been quite an experience for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. But the lads have been, like I said, they've been amazing. So I've been out for a coffee with a few of them. And yeah, they sort of telling me all about it. But it's a great group here. And you can see that straight away. Jesse and Liam told me that before coming out. And you can see it straight away how close everyone is.
No hazing rituals yet?
No.
What's that? Sorry?
No hazing rituals yet to welcome you to the squad? No? No, good. I think it's illegal now anyway, isn't it?
Probably be doing that. We were going to ask you who was the most unwelcoming. So just name whoever it is. Just go ahead.
No one's been like that. Yeah, everyone's been good. So I've been lucky.
But obviously, I mean, I'm sure once you just began thinking about playing for Canada, you started, looking at some of the Canadian players and talent, across Europe, obviously. You obviously know about the Fonzies and the Jonathan Davids, presumably.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're big names in world football. So, the quality that the squad have here is unbelievable, and everyone's so athletic as well. It's it's incredible, really.
Yeah, how do you feel like coming into this camp? I mean, obviously, in your head, time's almost running out as far as the World Cup next summer, and your opportunities are probably going to come up here. What's going through your head as far as the potential to actually play for Canada in the World Cup or be part of the squad in something that would probably seem such a long ways away just that short period of time ago?
Yeah, obviously, that's the sort of big carrot at the end. But for me, it's just I need to prove my worth. I need to prove that I deserve to be here. I know nothing's not guaranteed, especially here with the quality of the squad. So I need to make sure that I have a good camp, this camp, and hopefully that gets me called up for the next camp.
Charms was talking about how your season's going in Middlesbrough, and how is it going? How are you feeling about your this year's kind of stepping up and even making this decision? What's this been like?
Yeah, it's been good. I think Middlesbrough is a massive club, and going there, I've really seen that. Obviously, that the aim for us is to get promoted, and we're fighting at the top of the table at the moment. We're second currently. So we've had a good start, and that makes it a bit easier to settle. I feel like I've been doing well. I feel like I've settled quick. I've played sort of every game bar Saturday because I got sent off.
That was really good, was it?
Ideal, yeah.
Borderline.
I feel like I've had a good start to life at Middlesbrough.
Oh, yeah. It's a great club. Sorry, yeah. Charles. I was saying it's a great club. We were talking before you came on about the days when I was up there playing and in the old stadium.
But
one of the most terrifying places ever. The atmosphere up there is second to none.
When did you find out that Rob Edwards, your gaffer?
Your screen. Alfie said his screen froze, but he's back.
Oh, yeah, back now? Okay. Yeah, now Craig was asking about the atmosphere up at Middlesbrough, the Riverside there.
Yeah, it's incredible. I feel like it's sort of a way of life up there. It's all about the football. And if you go to the stadium, as you know, Craig, the atmosphere, when they get going, it's incredible. And I think because we've had such a good start as well, it's been unbelievable.
So when did you find out that Rob Edwards is on his way to Wolves? It's been a big change for the club.
Yes, it was a strange one. Obviously, the rumours sort of come out Thursday. And then Friday morning, he took the meeting and sort of said the rumours are true, but Borough have rejected the approach. And he actually didn't come out for training after that. And then I think he went to meet the owner. And then, yeah, haven't seen him since. And obviously, he didn't take the game on Saturday. He's obviously on his way. Oh, it's pretty much done now, it looks like. But yeah, strange sort of few days. And then obviously now I'm away, so just checking every day to see if we've got a manager in yet.
I was going to say, man, it's part of football, right? I've got the list here of the bookies' favourites here, very quickly. I won't put you on the spot, don't worry. No. Be there. But so Gary O'Neill is right now the favourite, followed by Tony Mowbray, Brendan Rodgers, of course, just left Celtic, Carlos Corberan, Stevie G is up there as well, which is interesting. Brian Barry Murphy and Gareth Southgate, 8-1 favourite, former England boss, and of course Borough legend, right?
Be so interesting. Who we get in?
There's some big names there for sure. All right, back there to your current manager at Canada. Sorry, Craig, Jesse Marsh. He's been as much of a salesman as he is a coach, it seems, you know, with Canada. How did he sell you on Canada?
To be fair, I don't think he sold it to me. He was the first manager that asked me, and it was always going to be a yes as soon as he asked me. Obviously, how the national team is now is a big sort of attraction anyway. I think it's forever growing. You can see that. And yeah, Jesse just gave me the call, and he probably didn't even have to say anything. Just, can you come or can we get something sorted? And I would have said,
Did you buy your ticket or did they buy your ticket? How enthusiastic were you, Alfie?
As soon as he called, it was a no-brainer for me.
How long have you actually known you could play for Canada and were eligible in your mind?
I've obviously known all my life that my grandmother was born there. I didn't know if that qualified sort of as a grandparent. I thought it might have to be my parents maybe.
Right.
But yeah, like I said, Jesse was the first manager to actually ask me. And I don't think anyone knew, which was, that's probably why I didn't get asked. So yeah.
Yes, good point.
So it was only until Liam sort of dropped it in. Jesse was, oh, really? So yeah.
So how did that come up? So you and Liam just hanging out at training or wherever and just small
talk? Yeah, so he obviously signed that last summer. Yeah, it was now summer before last. So, he was signing, he was talking. And yeah, I think we were in a sauna at the time. we were sat in the sauna.
Do you say, Alfie?
Yeah, I know what everyone's thinking there. But,
yeah, exactly. Hey, we're open. Don't worry about it.
We sort of got on the conversation about Canada, and I said, "Yeah, my grandmother was born there," so that's how it all started.
It's amazing, and it's changed so much because Craig's got so many stories about trying to recruit players from overseas. Mark Burcham, do you know Mark Burcham? He played for Canada a number of times, played well across England for years, right, Craig?
Yeah,
but he was like yourself and had never actually stepped foot in Canada when he played his first game. But as Craig will tell the story better than me because he was right there. But the first time he played for Canada, Craig, tell the story.
Yeah, we were in Northern Ireland, and he had the national anthem down pat, just in case you don't know the national anthem.
We're going to test you at the end of this, just so you know.
Exactly. He's just belting it out, and he ends up scoring, and he's running to the crowd, and he's in Northern Ireland, so there's no Canadian crowd, their crowd. And he's kissing the Canadian badge. And it's like the guy hadn't even stood foot in Canada yet. And he was like just taking the piss. He really was. That was awesome.
Have you taken in any of the Toronto? I know you went out for a coffee. Do you have a clue where you are? Or has this been such a whirlwind? And because Craig and I are both transplanted, and Sharms too, transplanted from other parts of Canada and come to Toronto. And it's a gigantic city, and people don't recognize that. And has it been, have you like gone, oh, it's the CN Tower? Are you doing like that kind of thing going, holy
shit? I've seen a tower. But no, like I said, it's grateful to be here, grateful to get out and around with the lads and meet the local people and, yeah, have some conversations. So it's been a crazy few days, but I'm so grateful for it and just so glad to be over here. And it's an honor for me.
And believe it or not, the weather is actually quite nice most of the time. Like we get good, really nice summers.
Everyone said that. Yeah. Everyone said that.
Yeah. But
did you watch the CPL final on Sunday? Did you get a chance to watch
it? Yeah. So we had it on the screen there. Obviously crazy conditions. Yeah, but yeah, it was good to watch.
But it shows just how far the game is coming in Canada. You know, the last, you know, number of years, it's just taking on this new level. We're seeing, as you mentioned there, some of the really talented players around the world right now. At centre back, there's talent there as well. But right now, it's kind of good timing for you in that there are some injuries. Moise Bembido, obviously, he's out right now. Luc de Fougerolles, who's really impressed in recent games. Now, you're a right-footed player, right? You're a righty?
Yeah,
right. Yeah, no, I don't want to get into boring, you know, strategies and tactics here, right? But, I mean, Moyes is also a right-footed defender as well. Are you comfortable playing beside a fellow righty, or does it matter to you?
Yeah, so I've started the season on the left for Middlesbrough. Played most of the games on the left, so I feel like I'm comfortable in that position. Obviously, it's not as strong as my right, but I feel like I still use it. But yeah, obviously, like you say, he's a top player as well, and yeah, it'd be good to play alongside anyone. And, like I said, I'm not guaranteed to play yet, so I have to show my worth this camp.
How has training been since you've been here? Has it been quite intense? Because I know Jesse traditionally has very intense training sessions.
Yeah, yesterday was the first session, and I said to the lads after, I said that felt like pre-season. It was, I felt in the lungs a bit. Yeah, it was really intense, and today was a bit lighter. But yeah, that first session was, wow, yeah, I'm really here now. But yeah, everyone said that, and it's good. The boys are at it, so yeah, it can only benefit the team.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement around this team right now. Obviously, not just because of the World Cup, but what they did in the build-up to 2022 and that World Cup, and then obviously at Copa America last year was just an amazing experience for all football fans. So these are really good times, and for you to come over in particular. Mm-hmm. Every time we have a new guest on the show, Dan Wonga there has a little segment called Getting to Know You. It's rapid fire, quick hit questions. Shouldn't be too offensive, but they might be.
Just quick answers. Just quick answers, Alfie.
Yeah. There's not a right or wrong answer.
All right. So welcome, Alfie Jones, and thanks for playing Get to Know Me on Footy Prime. Do you have a nickname?
Jonesy.
You're DJing at your parents' party. What are you playing so everyone dances?
Some Elvis, probably.
Ah, nice. You're cast in a Guy Ritchie movie, and you have to gain 80 pounds. What's your go-to junk food?
Burgers.
Oh, I like a good burger.
If
you weren't playing football, what sport would you be playing professionally?
I would say golf, but I'm terrible. But golf is probably the only sport.
All right. Well, you're invited to come out and golf with us because we're all golfers. Yeah. What was your favorite club growing up and why?
Bristol City, because I was born in Bristol, so local.
Do you remember? You don't remember Jimmy, right? You're too young for that. Jimmy Brennan played there. No, he was actually his first club. No, that'd be, I think you're too young. When was that, Craig?
Wasn't even was born 90s. Yet.
He wasn't even a glint.
Jimmy Brennan's the other member, another member of our podcast he's currently, long story short, he couldn't get back in time from the CPL final, even though it was Sunday. Anyway,
you get to meet your sports hero. Who was it and why?
Paul Scholes. I think, my dad was a Man United fan growing up, so we used to watch Man United, and as a midfielder, used to appreciate
kick shit out of people.
Yeah, like Craig Forrest.
Yeah. I think he scored his first goal ever against me.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, Ipswich. Yeah.
You have a week off. Where are you vacationing other than Canada now?
Yeah, Canada now. Italy.
What Canadian food have you tried before? Poutine, beaver tail, or Nanaimo bar? Or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to have to do.
Yeah. Try some beaver. Try some beaver, Canadian beaver, if you get a chance.
Alpha, are you done, Wonger?
No, one more. Oh, this is the last one. Self-analysis. Biggest strength on the pitch, biggest area of improvement that you could have?
I think aggression, biggest strength probably. Biggest improvement. I think probably that left foot. keep going on that. Yeah.
Well, you've done it, Alfie. Thanks for playing. Get to know me on Footy Prime.
Thanks, Alfie. Yeah, you listen, aggressive players is one thing. You know Jesse likes, and Canadian football fans love them as well. So I think you'll fit in real good. Good luck the next few days, and we look forward to seeing you don the red for the first time.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome to Canada, and thanks a lot, Alfie. Really appreciate
good
it.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.
All the best.
Yeah.
That is Alfie Jones of Canada. Another one for the safe there. That's great. I'm looking forward to seeing him play. I really am. And the fact that he's played on the left all year long, Craig, it's interesting, right? And listen, right now we know it's Derek Cornelius, it's Moise Bembido. They are, you know, if they're both healthy and the World Cup starts tomorrow, they are centre back. But I really find this guy intriguing.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I mean, he had some solid years, 3-4 years at Hull after a few loan spells, which obviously put him in good stead. And then he started off really well at Middlesbrough. I was talking to somebody over in England the other day, and he has a friend who's a Middlesbrough fan, and he can't speak highly enough about him. So he's very comfortable, good on the ball as well, and comfortable. So that's great for international football, that sort of ability. And that's the sort of player that we're seeing more and more, defenders that are comfortable on the ball because they like to play in the 6-yard box, half of them.
But it also opens up. I mean, Alistair Johnston, we were just reading, went under surgery for his hamstring today. Or yesterday, if we're going to pretend this is Wednesday. But depth is, you know, it's so important now. And once you get to the upper echelons, top 30, which we are, these are these opportunities for these players to really make a mark when other players just can't go to camp, right? Craig, is this like your opportunity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to see some of that. I mean, just we've got a long time, really. Time's running out, but in football terms, it's a lifetime away. And there's going to be other things and other surprises. And, you know, would it surprise me that Alfie Jones starts in the World Cup? No, it wouldn't surprise me in the least. All that's possible.
You know, I saw the reaction to that pod last week when I was saying that, you know, I thought the same way. There's every chance he could be starting. Who knows? Oh, no. We have DC and we have Moyes there. It's like, okay, I understand they're good players, right? But we're not talking about Fabio Cannavaro's here, right? They're everyone outside of maybe Fonzie and maybe John David are replaceable potentially. And that's not to rain on anyone's parade. That's not to, you know, dismiss them as really good footballers. They are. They're really good footballers. We haven't got 11 world-class players. Very few teams do, which means there's always going to be competition for places.
We have 11 pretty solid players, I would say.
Well,
and collectively, I think they make a really good football team.
Yeah.
Most importantly, even individually, they're doing. You know, some of them are sitting on benches at clubs right now, and that'll probably change. We hope, but when they get together as a national team, there's something kind of special about
it. Well, it just the Richie Larea's ascent, and I say that in not that we were that surprised, but almost playing himself right onto the pitch, and he's going to stay there as a starter, or you know, have an opportunity to be a starter. You wouldn't have said that with all the other players that were coming through, but every time he's played for Canada recently, he's just showed quality. And, you know, it's almost like daring Jesse to take him off. Like, don't leave him on. Right. It's and he's made his way. He had not much of a season with TFC, not blaming him, but that season was pretty miserable. And he's actually made his game better by playing for the national team.
Absolutely. I think everybody that's played has a very good case to start. But there's also a number of people that are in line for the same positions.
Yeah.
Who could all argue the same.
I find the Richie thing really interesting because, yeah, he has. He's done brilliantly since he's been given that spot. And he's been given that spot. Why? Because Alphonso Davies has been injured.
Alphonso Davies is injured, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. If Fonzie was healthy, you probably wouldn't have seen Richie nearly as often as we've seen him.
No. Nope.
But he's been given an opportunity and he's done all he can with it. I get it. But again, I said this, I wrote this actually on Sportsnet last week, how, you know, I'm a big fan of Richie. But a lot of people are really drinking the Richie Larea Kool-Aid.
They're
elevating him to a level which is a bit unfair. I love the guy. I want to see him start games in some because I love his tenacity. But I still don't think he gets in there. I still think you put Fonzie there. And if you don't, then that means Fonzie's further up. And then you don't play Ali Ahmed. And then who's delivering the free kicks?
Mm.
Right?
I agree with that. I'm just saying that during this opportunity, Richie has given you a platform to make that debate, to make it.
Exactly.
Set the table for himself, which is, you know, we wouldn't have said that 3 or 4 years ago or even 8 months ago, 10 months ago.
I think it's fair to say that he's going to get playing time no matter, regardless if he starts or not, we're going to see a bit of Richie Larea.
Right.
Yeah, I still prefer to have Richie defense for his defensive duties than even Fonzie, right?
Mm.
Or maybe I'm just discounting the fact that Fonzie's a left back for Bayern Munich. You know what I mean? He can defend, but he's obviously
he doesn't have to very often.
No, exactly, right?
And when he does, you can make up like 20, 30 yards.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, but can he with a repaired knee? That's
you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
He's back in the new year playing games, I think is the last I heard. So very, very soon. But, you know, there's more. It seems there's more questions now around this squad than there was even coming out of Copa. I thought coming out of Copa, we'd know who the preferred 11 are. I was pretty set on that. And what's transpired since then, I don't know. There aren't many dead certs.
No. That's why these games are so important.
Yeah.
You know, you all call them friendlies or whatever. They're not friendlies at all. Not for these guys. It's their futures.
Well, Ecuador, Craig. Ecuador's a freaking good team. And they're
it'll be a good test, yeah.
Real good test, right?
Yeah. That'll be something, too, that I'm sure they'll talk to Alfie Jones about. But just the difference of playing in the championship in England and how physical it is and how, for the most part, you're going to crush some guy and he's going to jump up. He's not going to roll around. Right. And you do that to Ecuador and the guy's going to roll 10 yards and next thing you're on your books and, you know, you're under pressure for the rest of the game.
He's going to do the Neymar, right? Where he keeps rolling down the street.
Sure. It's international football is like, you know, I mean, not just blaming Ecuadorians because quite honestly, they're actually quite physical and strong themselves, but they've got that in them. Let's put it that way.
Well, I look forward to it. That's a Thursday night. Canada, Ecuador. We'll be jumping on the pod on, I imagine, Friday morning to break Friday it all down morning, for you. Our thanks to Alfie Jones, though. Really enjoyed that, as we usually do with these guys. They're a good crew, it seems like. And we all look forward to seeing how he's going to blossom in the Canadian red. It's going to be exciting for sure.
I can only imagine how he feels. It's like he's super excited. He also doesn't know anybody. You know, that's like showing up at school the first day in your new school. You don't know anybody.
Totally.
Yeah, you're like, well, like it's just, you know, even if you're confident, you know, it's just all of a sudden you don't know anybody. Like,
well, that's why I enjoyed Wonga's question, you know, who is the most unwelcoming? Who do you think it is? Let's go through the squad. Who's unwelcoming?
Who's an asshole?
Another center back.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck?
Come on, Miller. Not happy.
Here?
Not happy at all.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
You still
might go in and get his room number. Break in. Like the figure skaters who do the take out the knees.
Oh, was it Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan?
Tonya Harding.
Yeah.
Jesus. Well, all right, everyone.
Jeff Galuli.
Jeff Galuli was the guy. Yeah. He was the assailant, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was the actual.
He was the planner.
The hobbler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hobbler, yeah. Yeah. That's Footy Prime. We'll chat to you real soon. And was there a broadcast yesterday? There wasn't, was there?
No, there'll be one dropping in the next couple of days before the NSL final. So, yeah, be looking out for that. Dubs and team. Dubs is still out of power at this moment.
Mm-hmm. But if you didn't hear it, we did also talk this week to Nate Ingham and the inside story from really what went down on Sunday in Ottawa. He gave us some great scoops from how they stayed warm, what they did in that hour.
Why the game even happened.
Why it even happened. Yeah, Nate's brilliant, and it was a really good chat. So if you haven't watched or listened to that, give it a whirl. Until next time, everyone, cheers for listening, and bye-bye.
Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at @footy_prime and on Instagram @footyprimeig. And visit wearefootyprime.com and sign up for our newsletter.